I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. And on the program today, we have members of representatives of the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music at the University of Illinois. We actually had two of them on last week to talk about some concerts that they were involved in, or that at least that they were promoting last weekend. But this week, they're here. In fact, we had a preview yesterday of some of the Chinese music going to be performed on the spring concert for the World Music Center, which is Friday night at the Krannert Center. It's a 4¾-hour extravaganza going to be held in the lobby at Krannert. And with us on today's program, playing live, are three performers who will be on that concert. Bolokata Konde is a virtuoso djembe player, that is an African drum. He's from Guinea, and he is, in fact, on visiting faculty at the University of Illinois. Matter of fact, he's teaching a class at the moment, and he'll be joining us about midway through. And we also have Yu Chen, who is a performer on an instrument that is a Chinese zither, and I heard her warming up a little bit ago, and it's really quite a beautiful-sounding instrument. And also, a fellow who was with us last week, but he was just talking, this time he'll also be playing an instrument from Brazil called the berimbau, which is mostly a rhythmic instrument. It's a sort of semi-melodic rhythmic instrument. He's going to be playing on I believe he's playing on the World Music Concert on Friday, but I know he's also playing as part of the Boneyard Arts Festival on Thursday, excuse me, and involved in a couple of other performances on the weekend as well. So we'll be hearing about a lot of different elements, partly with the Boneyard Arts Festival, and we'll be hearing more about that as the week progresses as well. I've just lined up a number of other performers who are going to be joining us. We've got live performances just about every day this week in our studio to celebrate Boneyard Arts Festival. So, lots of things going on. And before we do get into the studio and work with some of these players, I wanted to take a few minutes with two of my colleagues here. Les Schulte is the Corporate Support Director for WYLL Radio. And with us is also the Director of the Krannert Center, who is hosting a number of Boneyard Arts events, Mike Ross. And both of them have a few things to say about why you perhaps ought to consider rather seriously making a financial contribution to support this program, Live and Local, on FM 90.9.
That's right, Kevin. Right now would be a great time for you to take a minute out of your afternoon and give us a call at 217-244-9455 or go online to willpledge.org and make your contribution to WILL in support of the arts on this radio station. And Mike, thanks for taking just a little bit of your time. We really appreciate it. To stop by and tell people why you think WILL is a valuable community resource.
Well, it's a huge pleasure to be here with both of you and with your listeners. I am really tickled by how frequently I hear people around town talking about how much they appreciate this show. Live and Local, mm-hmm. I think, is bringing a really wonderful look at a huge spectrum of very creative work that's going on in our community and throughout the region. And it's a real testament to you, Kevin, that you know, your vision for this program is so broad, and in the quality of the interviews and the performance glimpses that people have a chance to experience through WILL with this station. It's one of the really beautiful gems of WILL, and I look forward to many years of further enrichment down the line, which cannot take place without a real significant hand being lent by community members and listeners throughout the region who value this kind of opportunity.
Thanks for saying that, Mike. And broad is certainly the right word for the number of types of music that are on this show. We should let you know the telephone number so that you can call and make that contribution. It's area 217-244-9455. You can also make a pledge online at willpledge.org, wylpledge.org. And if you want, you know, if you want more information on this program, you can also go to our main web page from which you can also make a pledge, and that's just will.illinois.edu. And the Live and Local page with my mug on the right there is on the front page, and you can go and if you've ever been curious about the show, haven't heard it, you can listen to archives of the interviews. And if you missed part of an interview or all of an interview that you wanted to hear, they're there mostly. Still catching up on some of them, and some of our early ones we haven't had gotten archives up. Maybe someday we will get those up there. But willpledge.org is the most direct way to make a contribution to support the program here on WILL.
That's right, Kevin. And so whether you make a dollar a week contribution to WILL of $52 a year, or whether you make a $500 contribution or something in between, really we're asking you to make a decision and take Mike's advice and support this community resource, WILL FM. If you think a program like Live and Local deserves your support, now would be a great time to let us know that with a call at 217-244-9455 or just pledge online at willpledge.org. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. I know, Mike, that you had mentioned earlier as we were sort of talking in the hall that there are many similarities between supporting the arts at Krannert Center and supporting the arts on WILL.
Yes, I certainly feel that's true. I know that there are a lot of people in the community and around the region who value greatly what WILL and Krannert Center and our sister organizations, the Krannert Art Museum, the Spurlock Museum, numerous other public goods of the university have to offer. I've been impressed and inspired since the day that I arrived in this community a little over 12 years ago by the collective outpouring of support and generosity that is provided to Krannert Center and to WILL and these other sister organizations that I've just mentioned, as well as others, including the many, many arts and cultural institutions that are not university-based but are community-based outside the university. And but I also know that there are a lot of people who do value these institutions that haven't yet provided direct financial support to these institutions. And I would hope that, especially as it becomes clearer and clearer that the economic challenges that we've been hit with on a tsunami-like mm-hmm. scale convergently over this past year and a half or so, including very recently, I'm hoping that despite the increased challenges to each and every individual that's out there in terms of managing their own livelihoods and well-being, would be motivated to take an extra step and make a gift to WILL. Mm-hmm.
The number to call is 217-244-9455, or if it's easier for you, click online at willpledge.org and make a contribution in any amount that's comfortable for you.
And in just a few moments, we're going to go into our performance studio and hear some world music and hear about some of the events coming up from the World Music Center and also at the Boneyard Arts Festival. But first, here is an excerpt from a CD that I actually found on my desk in its wrapper when I walked in this morning. I don't even know who put it there, but it is from Larry Gray, who is the jazz bass professor at the University of Illinois. It's called Chicago Sessions, Series 1, Volume 1. He's joined by John Mulder on electric and acoustic guitars and Charles Heath IV on drums. And this is a tune by Larry Gray called Monk and Duke. That was music by Larry Gray, performed by Larry Gray on double bass with John Mulder, electric and acoustic guitars. A little difficult to tell which he was playing right there, given the recording technology, and also Charles Heath Jr. on the drums. The tune was called Monk and Duke, and it's from what I gather is a brand new CD. It just showed up on my desk today. Larry Gray, 1, 2, 3, Chicago Sessions, Volume 1, Series 1, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And world music is the focus on the show today, as it was for part of yesterday's show. We had a couple of traditional Chinese musicians who are both going to be participating in the spring concert of the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music on Friday at the Krannert Center in the lobby. It's going to be quite a long extravaganza with lots of variety. Starts at 4 o'clock. It goes till 8:30, 8:45, something like that. Outside at the amphitheater at the Krannert Center, and the weather, I think, should be pretty good for Friday if I looked ahead far enough. And also inside the Krannert Center lobby at Stage 5. And we'll sort of run down some of those events as we go along. But with me on the program are, once again, who was here last week as the director of the Robert E. Brown Center, is Philip Yampolsky, and also with us Jason Finkelman, who's the marketing director for the center, and will be one of our performers today on the berimbau, which is a Brazilian rhythmic, very interesting stringed rhythmic instrument. The two usually don't go together. And Yu Chen on this rather large and beautiful looking and sounding Chinese zither. And the name of which, of course, I failed to write down. So we're going to ask you about that as we go along. And he will be coming in a little while. He's not quite here yet. Is Bodo Katakonde, who is visiting faculty at the Center for World Music and from Guinea. And he plays the djembe. In fact, he was here on the very second program that we did on Live and Local on this would have been the 3rd of February in 2009, and so he'll be back in on the show today. So thank you all for coming in. And so who gets to give a little bit of the overview of this spring concert, which is going to have a lot of stuff on it from literally all over the world?
Well, I guess I'll jump in. I'm Philip. We're hoping to make this a tradition. We've done it now. This is our second. In collaboration with the Boneyard Festival and by the good grace of the Krannert Center, in the spring, we try to show off everything that we've got at the Center for World Music and as much as we can fit in of what is going on in the community within the field of world music. So we will have our own the ensembles that the center supports, with the Mande drumming ensemble, which is taught by Musa Bulukada Konde, a visiting artist. And this semester, his work has been augmented by a dancer who's here as a Miller Program's visiting artist, Alseni Suma, who I think is also going to come to the studio today.
And is that a he or a she?
That's a he.
Okay.
His dancers, he's been teaching in the dance department, and the dancers will perform as part of the Mande unit of our spring concert. We will also have the Balinese gamelan, which we run from the Center for World Music. It's taught by Ikutut Gede Asnawa from Bali. We will have a Chinese instrumental ensemble, which is taught by Priscilla Che, a graduate student in ethnomusicology and a graduate of the Chinese Music Conservatory in Beijing.
And she was here yesterday on the show.
She was,
with Kenny
with Kenny
Ren.
Mm-hmm. Kenny Yukun Ren, who plays Erhu, she plays Yang Qin, a different kind of zither, a struck zither. We will also have North Indian music from Subrata Bhattacharya, who's a tabla player and a singer, Nirmalya Roy. I've just got a cheat sheet here. The Anzu Koto Ensemble, which is that would be one of the guest ensembles. It exists in the university campus but is not exactly part of the Center for World Music. That's directed by Anne Prescott. The Russian and Eurasian Music Ensemble, also a guest ensemble. The Mbira Ensemble from Zimbabwe, which is taught by Tom Torino. That's a guest ensemble. And the final element in our program is guests not from the campus but from further away. This is the Africania Cultural Troupe of Ghana, directed by Gideon Foley Alawoye. He is a resident professor at the University of North Texas in Denton, but he's a great Ewe musician. Ewe are people in southern Ghana, and he brings it every year. He brings a troupe around the Midwest, and this year his tour coincides precisely with our spring festival, so we invited him to come in. He will be at 7:45. It'll be the last program, the last element in our concert.
That's an incredible variety. It's an incredible setup, and so you can just sort of wander in and out as you want, and you'll catch something. Tightly scheduled.
I left out one. We have two Chinese events in our concert. One is Priscilla's student ensemble, and the other is the guest who's here in the studio right now, Yu Chen, who will be playing the guzheng. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
You do better than I would have with the vocal inflection. I'd have got the consonants and not got the rest.
I got a lesson from her just before the program.
Yu Chen, I know you have a couple of examples to play for us, so why don't we hear your first one?
Oh, the first piece is called The Fragrance of Jasmine's Blossom. Today I would play this piece. And other piece is called Konho In, it's the contemporary piece.
Okay. How about it? Yu Chen Wang on... Live and local.
Thank you.
Oof, I just whacked the microphone there. Sorry about that. Yu Chen Wang performing on the... pronounce the name of your instrument?
Guzheng.
What she said. It looks like it's spelled in English G-U-Z-H-E-N-G. And the name of the piece again was?
Is Fragrance of Jasmine's Blossom.
And the instrument is, what is it, about 5 feet long maybe, something like that?
Yeah.
And this is where it's a real shame that we don't have a television program, because I'm going to try to describe the thing, but it's going to be very difficult because anybody listening, it probably sounds like a harp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I thought when I was coming in down the hallway. And but in fact, it's laid on what almost looks like a couple of sawhorses, very elegant sawhorses, and some rather long-ish strings of varying lengths with a sort of an arced array of bridges under each of the strings.
Mm-hmm.
And you play on one side of the one end,
mm-hmm.
but you occasionally bend the pitch
mm-hmm.
on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
So that you have the main pitches that you're plucking, and then in order to get some additional pitches in between, you'll press on the long end of the string on with your left hand while you're
mm-hmm.
playing. You've got
yeah.
it looks like Band-Aids wrapped around your fingers, but with little picks, plucker things on them, and you end up with this marvelously beautiful and very rhythmic sound as well.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded great. It was just beautiful sound. And you can hear Yu Chen on Friday evening at about 7 o'clock for about 20 minutes or so. She'll have another tune for us here in a little later on the program as part of the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music Spring Concert, which starts at 4 o'clock in the lobby and the amphitheater at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. All of that is also sort of a part of the Boneyard Arts Festival, which begins Thursday. In downtown Champaign, and one of our performers on Thursday is with us here. He's also involved with the Center for World Music, and we'll hear Jason Finkelman in just a moment. We want to remind listeners, however, that we do need your support for this program. We do have support for today's broadcast from these business partners, Super Value of Champaign, Super Value of Minneapolis, believe it or not, and Swire's Land and Management Company of Danville. These business partners join the Friends of WILL in making great programs possible. We certainly thank all of our business partners, and we thank all you who have called in or logged on with your pledges of support during this spring pledge period. And we encourage those of you who have not yet to please do so. We're very fortunate to be able to continue to do this program, as was made quite public. WILL just went through a rather painful series of budget cuts and program changes mostly because of budget shortfalls at the state and university level. And crossed my fingers because I knew these things were coming, and I'm still here and very glad of it. And it's thanks to the perception that this program is worth a lot to a lot of people, not least the performers and the programs who come in here and promote events that they have going on. We don't pay performers to come in, just to clarify, but I am paid to be here, and of course Mike Pritchard, our sound engineer, is paid to be here. And in order for us to continue to be able to be here and provide the benefit both to the performers, the various programs, and to you, the listener, to be able to find out about all these things and to hear some of this beautiful music performed live, we need your dollars to support the program. And here to give you some of the particulars, Les Schulte of our development department. I will give you the phone number. It's area 217-244-9455.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kevin. And if you'd rather go online and make a contribution, you can do that, too. A lot of people find it easier to do that, and that's terrific. Just go to willpledge.org and make a contribution at whatever level fits into your budget. It is comfortable for you to be a patron of the arts. It's one way of doing it. Mike Ross is director of the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, where this beautiful music is going to be held this Friday. And, Mike, thanks a lot for coming, and thanks for lending your insights into the cultural world here in Champaign-Urbana in East Central Illinois, and how all of these different organizations sort of work together.
Yes, I think it's a really beautiful element that I discovered here when my wife and our son arrived some 12 years ago. The spirit of collaboration and working together to make good things happen in this community and region is just spectacular. It's inspiring to me, and of course, it cannot happen without sufficient funding. And I think the beautiful partnership that exists between the university and the community in terms of providing support for WILL, for programs like this, for the beautiful work of the World Music Institute, and all the great things that are going on around here, it's a tremendously inspiring collective of spirit and passionate generosity. But it does take that step for each individual and each corporate entity, et cetera, to express that appreciation financially by making a gift. And I think this is the time for people to really look seriously at what they can do for WILL.
Sure, and we understand that people's situations may change, and they do from year to year. So maybe you can't make the gift that you made last year, but maybe you can make a gift that fits into your budget. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
Thanks, Les and Mike, very much. And, of course, Mike, we're glad you're here, not only to help try to get some pledges out of our listeners, but also because you, meaning the Krannert Center, are hosting quite a number of events as part of the Boneyard Art Festival, Boneyard Arts Festival that starts Thursday. If you go to the 40 North 88 West website, which is just 40north.org, that's 40north.org, you can see all the listings of the various events going on by sort of area. Downtown Champaign is Thursday. Campus, I think, is Friday, and I have that on some piece of paper here, and then downtown Urbana Saturday, and various locations throughout the county on Sunday. But one of the performers who is kind of sponsored by the Krannert Center is with us right now, Jason Finkelman, who is the marketing director for the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music, and you'll find him listed without his name. It just says Global Sounds Creative Rhythms at Walnut and Chester, Thursday at about 5:30. That's outside 10,000 villages. But he is, in fact, Jason Finkelman. And he has with him right now this instrument called a Beringbau, which I'm going to attempt to describe. It almost looks like a very fat bamboo fishing pole with an extraordinarily large, round, and gourd-like reel without the handle. And there's a sliding thing that you can move up and down on the string, right?
Well, I have
a
stone.
Is that a stone?
That changes the pitches.
Okay.
And I strike the wire with a stick. And there's a shaker called a kashishi.
And what do you do with this thing?
Well, traditionally, the Beringbau is used in capoeira, which is a traditional martial art that is from Brazil. It's an Afro-Brazilian martial art. And
which I saw, by the way, for the first time on
Saturday night.
Saturday
night, they had a big batizado this weekend. We have an incredible capoeira group in town, and they do a lot of activity here. And it's really an honor to have them here and bringing in people like Maestro Suassuna from Brazil, and all of Contra Maestro Dennis's peers come in, and other masters. Maestro Cabello was here, who also resides in Brazil, and who actually made this kashishi. So that's a fascinating martial art because it's disguised as a dance. And there's traditional music that's played on this instrument. But I'm primarily an improviser, and I draw upon traditions. But I also, with the Beringbau in particular, hope that what I play, you know, moves in some new directions.
And you'll be doing solo outside 10,000 villages on Thursday evening.
Right. And what I'll be doing there is I'll be trying to instigate, you know, passerby, you know, folks who are coming out, kids, to play a little music with me. I'll have kungas and shakers and bells and whistles and all kinds of stuff.
So that's where the drumming part of the listing comes from.
That's right.
The people who walk by.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So, you know, I'll try to... It will be interesting to see what happens. I try to be interactive with my performances when I'm, you know, working with kids. Well, I'll just go with the flow and see what happens with who comes by.
Well, none of us have drums here, so you're on your own. Give us a little demonstration.
Well, here's a little demo of the Bidumbao.
Jason Finkelman on Live and Local. Sound that's going on, that gourd that I was describing as in place of the reel for the fishing thing, the hollow end is towards your belly and you bring it in and out, and I gather that's what's making that wah-wah,
that's right,
sort of thing.
What I love about the Bidumbao is this complex simplicity of the instrument. You have two pitches that you're dealing with, but you have the buzz note and you have kind of a press-on note with the stone, and then you have the accenting with moving the gourd away from your stomach.
Plus the rattle.
And the rattle. So you have those pitches, and then, you know, I like to see how complex it could get with the limitation of the instrument.
Well, it was kind of interesting to me to see this. There was a fellow playing that, the Bidumbao, at the Capoeira demonstration.
Right.
But there were all these huge, very, very loud drums going on. I'm thinking, nobody is ever going to hear this guy.
Right.
And I certainly didn't. I mean, normally.
No, that was an unusual
context, right?
Yeah, that was a different context. Who you saw, who was here, was Maestre Susuna, who is the head of the Capoeira school that Dennis represents, Cordal de Ouro. And he is very famous for flipping the Bidumbao behind his back and playing, like doing Jimi Hendrix kind of antics with the Bidumbao.
Did he do that on Saturday and I just missed it? Or
He did do that. He had a solo. In the beginning, there was a couple solos. There was a pandero solo, there was a cachichi solo, and then there was a Bidumbao solo.
Was that during some of the dancing, I got there late?
That was very, very early in the program. And So yeah, he was just sitting back there, and it was nice to see Cabello kind of leading this kind of ad hoc samba jam that they were doing, but then trying to bring all the drums down so you could hear the Bidumbao and that. But that's unusual. So that's what we saw on Saturday.
Let's mention briefly, you're involved in something else that I don't have much of a description of, other than that it's happening on Saturday and Sunday. There's a film and improvisation, and what's this about? The Campus Round Barns.
Right. This is part of a graduate student, Will Schneider. He's doing his thesis performances, and he has made a connection with the Round Barns. So we're doing two performances there. He's showing a film, and Kirsty Simpson, who is an important dance improviser in the field, has been at the university, and I've been privileged to be her collaborator for the time that she's been here. And so she has a group of students who will be performing, and I'll be doing music for that. And that will include some of my electronic music in that performance. And I'll be joined by Jay Eichner on synthesizer as well.
So that's at 6:30, doors open on both Saturday and Sunday, and the film starts at 7, improvisation show to follow. In the Campus Round Barns, which are on St. Mary's Road in, Urbana and Champaign, probably. I'm not sure which barn falls where. And Jason again playing Thursday night outside 10,000 Villages in downtown Champaign at 5:30, part of the Boneyard Arts Festival. We're going to send Jason out right now and see if we can retrieve Bolokada Conde with his djembe. In the meantime, Yuchen, let's hear your second composition. Now, this is a contemporary, not traditional composition, right?
Yeah, the tune is like...
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to appreciate this performer, you're really going to have to see her live, because I think at least half of the drama, maybe a third of the drama, of that music, which was plenty dramatic on its own, was watching what she was doing with this instrument and the intensity of her body involvement in everything and the variety of strokes she was giving with her hands and her fingers and the sides of her hands and her arms at various points. Yuchen Wang performing on the Guzheng. And what was the name of the piece and who wrote it?
Kong Hongyin is the Chinese composer.
Say that again. We didn't quite have your microphone up.
Kong Hongyin.
And the name of the piece?
The name of the
piece. That's the name of the
Yeah.
What does that translate as?
Kongho is like the Chinese harp.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually this piece is written by the Pong. It's come from Pong. So it's the traditional Pong, but actually this is the contemporary piece.
Yeah, well, and a very dramatic one. At that, I was curious what the... We'd have to have a recitation of the poem to know where all that came from. That was really splendid. And thanks very much for playing it here on Live and Local. Yuchen will be performing at approximately 7 o'clock Friday evening as part of the spring concert of the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music at the University of Illinois. It's going to be at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. The whole evening starts actually in the afternoon at 4 o'clock and goes till about 8:30. And among the performers will be the gamelan ensemble. And is it Philip Jampolsky, you're the director of the center. Is it a gamelan CD that we brought along?
Yes.
Which?
What's going to play at the spring concert is the particular kind of gamelan called the gamelan anklung, a four-tone gamelan. We're going to do another gamelan concert on May 2nd on the third floor of Levis Faculty Center. That will have another kind of gamelan, a different gamelan that has seven tones to it. But the one on Friday is the four-tone gamelan anklung, and the CD that you have is a gamelan anklung recorded in Bali, not the one that's going to play on Friday.
Okay, but is this with our gamelan leader in this recording or not?
No, this is an old recording. It's the one that I could find when I was scrabbling around to find a gamelan.
So you get an idea of the sound of the gamelan, and this will also allow us to get Bulukata Konde set up because he has arrived from teaching his class. And you're hearing all of this on Live and Local. Enjoy. Bit of gamelan music from Bali. You actually can hear the product of the gamelan teacher at the University of Illinois, Ikatut Gede Asnawa, who is leading the teaching gamelan as part of the World Music Ensemble of Southside Elementary School in Champaign. They're actually opening the spring concert for the World Music Center Friday at 4. And then there's the World Music Ensemble of Garden Hills Elementary School comes right after that. And they are taught by Musa Bolokata Konde, who has just joined us here on Live and Local, and he'll be performing on the djembe in just a moment. And Philip, why don't you introduce our additional guest, who won't be making any sounds at all other than maybe talking just a bit.
Well, our other guest is Alseni Suma, who is here on campus for this semester as a George A. Miller visiting artist. He is also teaching at Garden Hills. So the Garden Hills kids are getting a double whammy of drumming and dancing every Wednesday, and they will dance something. Is that right, Alseni?
Yes,
they will
yes.
dance something as the opening to our concert. First, we will have the children play the Balinese gamelan, and then they will. Then another group of children will do dance and drumming from Guinea. Our artists here are Musa Bolokata Konde, who has been a visiting artist at the Center for World Music for 2 years and will be here again. We're very happy to say he'll be here again next year. And Alseni Suma, who's been teaching dance for this semester. I wish we could keep him for another 3 years, but we won't be able to.
And they both come in here in quite colorful outfits. It's not exactly Illini orange, but you do sort of goldish orange and black in Bolokata's case. Alseni, just a quick question for you. How do you find that the students at Garden Hills Elementary School are enjoying working with you?
Yeah, it's fun to work with a kid. You know, they're learning fast. You know, that's how we tell our boss, Flip, so we can make sure, you know, we can make work to see them because they are young and they pick step easy. You know, they're learning fast. You know, that's make me to give more work on them because when you work with kid, it's not easy. So when they listen and they make it work easy for you, you know, it make you to give them more. So those kids, they're perfect. They learn so much.
So they don't probably at that age, they don't have too many inhibitions. So like if you started working with adults, mm-hmm. I would get completely clammed up and probably you'd get nothing out of me whatsoever. But when you have an artist as well of Bolokata's stature and you're going to hear in a moment just what he adds to this experience just with the sound of the djembe, which is it's a single drum with a skin head. And so what is the rest of it made of? The base of the drum, what is that made out of? Is it a wood?
Yeah, this is a wood.
Covered with
shrink.
Fabric of some kind.
With a rope. Yeah, black rope. That's a tight for skin. This make for drum look nice and protect this rope.
Yeah, so there's some very decorative red stuff.
What's on the bottom?
The bottom, that's a motorcycle tire for make a protest the djembe barrel because you can put it in the ground. So that's going to help for
Small motorcycle tire.
Yeah.
Well, we have just a few minutes, so we'd better let you play.
Okay.
Bolokata Konde here on Live and Local on the djembe. So that was the short program.
Say your name. Play your name. Say it. Thank you.
I got to play a djembe with working with Bolokada at what was the event? I can't even remember what the event was. Oh, it was the Folk and Roots Festival for the downtown Urbana last year, and I took my godson to it, and he was just loving playing this rhythm that you kept teaching over and over. But my hands were getting so sore and red from just a few minutes of playing this. You must have calluses or just get used to this. Musa Bolokada Konde. He actually sort of drummed out his name earlier at Filip Jampolsky's request. And Musa and Bolokada will be, you'll see his world music ensemble that he's helping to teach along with Alseni Suma at 4 o'clock on Friday. And then you'll see his Monday percussion ensemble at around 6:30 on Friday, all at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. And I want to say thanks to Philip and Jason and Yu Chen and Alseni and Bolokada for coming on the show today and giving us a preview of that wonderful concert. If you'd like more information and the complete schedule, the website is music.illinois.edu/CWM for Center for World Music. music.illinois.edu/CWM. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our show today comes with support from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods in the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio, and I invite you to do exactly that right now with your call of financial support to support Live and Local. Let us know that you enjoy the program. Let us know that you've appreciated these performers today and that you'd like them to come back and many others like them. The phone number is area 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL. Or you can go online and make your contribution at willpledge.org. Coming up is Garrison Keillor's Writer's Almanac, and right now, a couple of guys who were on this show last year. Banjo player Bela Fleck, and from Mali, Baseku Kouyaté. This is a tune called Throw Down Your Heart.